Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
They're distinct. They're three in one, and they're one in three. Jesus referred to God the Father. Amen. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Holy Spirit is in his earthly ministry. So you look at these different aspects. So when Jesus referenced, he said, in that day you should ask me nothing whatsoever. You ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. So one of the things that occurred with believers, especially New Testament believers, it developed your knowledge and your faith of God the Father. And he reveals himself. And throughout the Old Testament, he reveals himself. But when Jesus came, we get born again and we live and operate by faith. But Jesus was the guy that said, have faith in God. All right, now let's go back. Let's go further. And we look at these references in the New Testament. I'm going as far as I can go. I hope it's helping y'all. Make notes. Look at listen to some of this again. The word says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. Read this. Okay, hold. Stop up. Let me back up. Look at verse number 6, number 5. I'm going to ask you this question. It says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. What kind of death were they talking about? That was natural death. Because everybody was dead in trespasses and sin. I feel you thinking. Adam and Eve had sinned already. Everybody was dead in trespasses and sin. Can I get a witness? Well, the Bible said that he would not see death. How could he not see death? That means he would not see natural physical death. You go to a funeral, now somebody died. They didn't die. Their body died. Enoch didn't see physical death. God removed him off. He removed him off the earth. He left with his body intact. Amen. I guess he breathed in different wherever he went, but he was still alive physically. Amen. And so that's physical death. But Jesus redeemed us. Amen. He redeemed us from spiritual death. Hallelujah. There's a death beyond the grave. I said there's a death beyond the grave. There's a second death. There's a death that's eternal that God didn't intend for man. Jesus came to fix that one. That's the one that had to be fixed. Woo, Jesus. Okay, let's go further. But the word says, I wanted to pause it so you can make your own notation. Because some of you in your Bible study, all this stuff needs to come together. So you begin to have some questions. Well, he didn't die. Yeah, no, he didn't die physically. He was already dead spiritually. Well, what did he do? Where did he go? Did he go to heaven? No, he couldn't go to heaven. Well, he didn't go to heaven. No, he couldn't. Nobody could go into heaven. Amen. Heaven was sectioned off. Hallelujah. Man had sin. Nobody could go into heaven. Till Jesus came, the veil, there was a veil. You can't go in that room in there. Can't nobody go in there? Nobody go in there till the price gets paid. Amen. I'm talking about some basic gospel. How many of you had them questions before? Amen. Till Jesus came. It said the veil was rent. But the word says, hallelujah. All this over in Hebrews, Pastor? Yes, it's in Hebrews. But you're looking at the scripture. It says, but without faith. Then it said, but Enoch was translated. But God had translated him before his translation. He had this testimony that he pleased God. Now when you look at please, the word of God said, without faith it's impossible to please God. He pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. Okay. Now, as a believer, now, this is, you please God, you save, you're born again. You're pleasing to God. This isn't your daily conduct that God is measuring on you. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I don't mean you do everything your flesh wants to do. No, it doesn't mean that. It means you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's your title. You have a new title. You have a new identity. The righteousness of God is your identity. That's who you are. You're not a sinner saved by grace. You ain't a sinner no more. You're born again. Amen. Now, the word says, without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe. This is where I want to go. Must believe that he is, and that he is a what? Rewarder of them that diligently what? Seek him. Now, who's that talking about? Who's that talking about? That's talking about God the Father. Do you know when you get saved, you seeking God? When you became born again, you're a God seeker. Because Jesus said, no man cometh to the Father but by me. Evidently, you were trying to come to him. He said, no man cometh to the Father but by me. He said, behold, I'm the door. If any man enter in any other way, he's a thief and a robber. Am I right? All right, so your salvation, you coming to God. And you're able to because of the life of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus. You're in the presence of God. When you pray, you're talking to God in Jesus' name. You have an audience with God. You're his very own child. But let's go now. So your faith is to be based in his identity, who he is. The word says, not only who he is, what he's done. Now, here, I'm not going to get over that, but all those scriptures. I want you to look at them, and these great men and women of God in the Hall of Fame. Look at what was accomplished through their faith in God. See, it was their faith in God. Now, the word says, without faith, it's impossible to please him, but he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, verse 6, Hebrews 11:6, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Now, this may be the verse that I can just launch into the rest of them before we stop. Are you with me? Look at verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Not seen as yet. Remember that definition I gave about this confirming? The confirmation? I'm trying to remember how I said it. Noah couldn't confirm none of this stuff. He had to build an ark that never rained. Wasn't no water. He had to act on non-confirmed information. Hey, yeah, you know, God will prosper. Yeah, he will prosper, but not you. A lot of people believe that. Yeah, I know God is all powerful. He will prosper. Yeah, but not you. That's what the devil going to tell you. Say, yeah, that's for others. That's not for you. Why? Because you know your life. You know what your life is. Why would God prosper you? Why would God bless you? Why would he multiply you? What make you so special? You need to know the answers to them questions, I'll tell you that. You need to be on assignment. If you don't know the answer to this, you need to get the answer to this. Because that's where your faith is. If you don't know the answer to this and you can't say it, you don't have faith in God. You're heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you, you know, like, and this is us in the ministry, us preachers and pastors and teachers. It's like sometimes it's preachers, like it's they main thing to make you feel you ain't worthy or you ain't ready. God didn't make it hard, y'all. He didn't make it hard. It's like the devil has a conspiracy of misinformation with believers. You know, that's a modern term, a political term now, misinformation. That came from the Russians. No, it came from the devil. Misinformation, giving you the wrong information. God told me yesterday, said, well, you know, after the election, the coronavirus is going to disappear. I said, say that again. Yeah, you know, Pastor, after the election, the virus gonna disappear. Oh, so why is it actually like still here killing people? So, see, to me, conspiracy theories are funny. They're not funny, but they're funny because people believe them. And I'm like, but that's not funny either, because that's dangerous. So I said, what you're saying is like right after the election, you know, the virus is going to go away because really the virus is politically driven by one of the candidates, one of them driving it to make them win and the other one lose. Is that what you're saying? This isn't something that's totally void of politics. This is medical science that's disease that's killing people. But you know, somebody who's running for office somewhere is controlling it. And at the end of the election, it's going to stop. That's what you're saying. I said, okay, it's been a long day already. I can't discuss this with you. You can't be that stupid. This thing is worldwide. This doesn't have nothing to do with no election. This thing moving. Amen. Until proper measures are taken, it will keep moving. So we don't want it to move. So anyway, that's a conspiracy theory. But the originator of the conspiracy theory is Satan. He the originator of the conspiracy. God has showed us, he said, he talked about the wiles of the devil. Amen. And so anyway, that's not over here in Hebrews, but when they buried Jesus' body, they told him go tell them they stole the body. That was a conspiracy theory. And conspiracy theory is based on misinformation. And so that's why you have to know the truth. But anyway, let's go further. So here in the gospel, and it's like we're going in this area about Enoch died and all of this here. You got to look at that because God put that there for us to know and understand. God said, Let me show you something. Here's a guy that died. I wrote it right in my book. Amen. He didn't die. He went me. He couldn't go with God until the veil was rent. But he left here. He left this dimension. He left the third dimension without dying. One guy said, you ain't going to get out of here alive. You got to die to leave here. Not necessarily. Well, here's the point I was going to make. If you believe in the rapture, whether you are millennials or post-millennialists, you know, whichever one you are, whether you believe we're going to go before the rapture or after the rapture, you know, it's just different theological, discussions about that, you know, that we're going to go through the rapture. Amen. Well, if we go through the rapture, where the Holy Ghost is going to be? Well, so he's going to leave. He's leaving at the end of the church age. He's leaving. If he fills you up, you got to go too. Jesus says, so he'll split the eastern sky when he come back, but he's not coming to land. The word says he'll split the eastern sky. Those which are alive and remain shall be caught up to be with him in the air. Like Enoch, they're not going to die. They're going to be caught up, and those who are dead and remain, amen, those who are dead and remain, amen, they're going to come out the graves. See, so the Bible has described it, but if there had never been like a translation, you're like, well, how can this be? Oh, this isn't the first of this. So the principle of people leaving the earth without dying has already been established. God could have left the whole story out about Enoch. He could have just left that off. Matter of fact, there's another book out about the book of Enoch. I haven't read that book, but this is some more information. But let's go for the sake of time. The word says, without faith, it's impossible to please him, but he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, underline that rewarding part. Underline that rewarding part. You can't leave that out because it's not your idea. Not Abraham's idea. It's God's idea. God is saying, I'm a rewarder. If you seek me, I've got rewards for you. Yeah. Well, what kind of rewards you got? Oh, okay. It's a blessed life, amen. But the word says, but they say by faith Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Now here's what's interesting: God warned you about something, and you can't confirm it. Well, God, we've never seen nothing like that before. God didn't ask you if you've seen anything like that before. He's telling you, if I tell you, you better go with it and do what I'm telling you to do. And stop attempting to confirm God's existence, amen, by what you see by your knowledge. You can't evaluate God. God can't be evaluated by, he created us. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. He made you. You didn't make him. There are some things about you you don't know that he knows because he made us. But he's revealing, he made the world and the earth and all and they that dwell therein. Everything in it, he made it. The fish, oh, he made, he know how they work, how they operate. And you ask a question. So he said, now there's nothing wrong with asking a question, but my point is, he said, Noah was warned of things not seen as yet. This is the part that gets people because when it said not seen, this is the part, when you look at Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things, what? Not seen. So you see that, oh, this is good, isn't it? We just digging in these, we paying the price, we digging around in here. Because you be witnessing the people, you give them the answers to these. So it said, being warned of things not seen as yet. What it means is that without spiritual knowledge, knowledge of the fourth dimension, it's not within you to come up with the answer to something where the answer is a fourth dimension answer, and you living in the third dimension with third dimension knowledge. The only thing of it is here with Abraham, not Abraham, Noah. Noah had fourth dimension knowledge that was given to him by God that he couldn't prove. But he had to preach it. He had to go preach it to the people to get them, to save them from the flood. But they're like, what you talking about? He couldn't confirm it. He couldn't confirm the information, but that God had given him the information, which means it's in the fourth dimension, but it's going to come in the third dimension. That's what prophecy is. Prophecy is the revelation of information that exists in the fourth dimension that in a timely manner is going to manifest itself in the third dimension, and God knows both of them. He knows what it is, where it is, and when it's going to come here. That's what prophecy is. Woo, Jesus. God is good, isn't he? Now, I'm saying this not to. So you, as you reading in your Bible, seeking God, learning more of God, and man, I didn't get about five verses. I couldn't even get over here till the other night, but let's go further. So I only have about 2 hours left, so. You'll do them two by yourself. That's okay. That's okay. The Facebook people, they'll hear me because they're in the kitchen and in the living room and sitting on the back of the truck drinking coffee or wherever. They'll listen. They'll stay another hour with a brother. Would y'all stay another hour with a brother, with a young preacher? God has a blessing for you. God has a miracle for you. Matter of fact, he has some miracles for you. Amen. God is good, isn't he? Let me go a few more verses for you. And I'm going to leave it. Now, next time we come back, you'll be done read the whole chapter and go faster. Now, what does this have to do with faith? Well, we read the definition of faith. But what it has to do is getting a God perspective. You have to have a perspective of God like Noah had. You're talking about a man of faith. I mean, Noah had to have faith every day. I don't know, man. God had to give him the blueprint. All the work it took with no verification that anything that's going to demand this thing I'm building, it has never happened before. But God. But God. Amen. It says, but by faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, move with fear. Now that's a reverence fear there. He moved with fear, reverence, preparing an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now, I'm going to end with that scripture there. Now, okay, now you got to look at what happened. He acted. Faith is an action. Faith without works is what? dead. So he had the knowledge, he had the word from God. And so he was warned of God. Now the warning, how did the warning came? The warning came in words. It came in words. Your Bible is full of words. It's God's word. And so when the scripture said that he did this, and warned of God of things not seen as yet. That means what Noah was told about had never happened. You know, like your income tripling. It's never happened for you. But God. Amen. Well, why would God triple my income? Because he has a plan for you to bless some people you can't bless right now. People you can just give excuses to. When you stop making them excuses and telling them lies, lying on your own identity, like you still broke. Well, girl, you know I'm broke. I ain't got nothing. No, you ain't. You born again? You ain't broke no more. Your broke day is over. So you got to be renewed. Your mind's got to be renewed just to get an agreement with God. You can't be broke and God's child at the same time. One of y'all lying. Well, I just don't have it. That's a lie too. You do have it. You just measuring your possession. You just measuring your possession and the state of your accumulation by what you see in the third dimension, and that's not who you are anymore. You've been born again. You're a fourth dimension being. There's a miracle in your mouth. If the word is in your heart, that miracle is in your mouth. If you will speak it and stop saying what the devil tell you to say, what the economy tell you to say, what your checking account telling you to say, are your past history telling you to say? You have to change your whole thought pattern, get it to line up with God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So the word says, he was being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house by the which he condemned the world and became heir. There it is. Look at heir, way back there, heir. That word air, way back there. Air back there. That's way back in Genesis. Noah was an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Jesus hadn't been born yet, but Noah's an heir of God. So by the which he became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And then now, and let me, verse 8 says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. Now, here's this life of faith. It seems like, well, hey, we just don't know. If we don't know, we don't know. No, you are no. You are no, but you won't know. See, a lot of people, you think knowing and proving and confirming is the same thing. They're not the same. You know it because God told you. He's perfect and he's right all the time. Noah knew. But he knew based on the word of God, but he couldn't confirm anything. It hadn't happened. He's in the third dimension. He's understanding when God speaks, it already exists. What he was saying to Noah, that it's going to manifest. It is going to manifest. See, a lot of people say, well, you know, God going to do that. No, he ain't going to do nothing. He's done it. In the fourth dimension, it's there. If it's written, it's done. But what he said to Abraham, come on, somebody. What the going is going to manifest. And that the manifestation, you prepare for the manifestation. I'll give you another example. Let's say if you knew one of your relatives had died, and all they told you was that, you know, they left you a 7-bedroom house with 5-car garage full with cars in it, and you got to prepare to receive it, to take it, but it's not in Jacksonville, what would you start doing? I'd get the address. I'd start getting ready to move. You know, I wanted, and if the furniture's still there, see, there's a preparation based on your believing. But you hadn't seen it, they just sent it to you in a letter. You just got the letter. But you got to go there, see, in other words, it hadn't manifest where you are. So this is the thing, when you look at God, God's word has to be good to you, it has to be real. And see, because you know God, Abraham, Lord have mercy, not Abraham, but Noah, God had confirmed his identity to him. And there are other things that happened in the life of Noah. And he said, okay, here's what I want you to do. I have an assignment for you. Same thing with David. And I'm not going to go any further with others. We'll pick up. Have you been blessed? I say, have you been blessed? So begin to shift your focus to God. And in other words, it's God's word. This is God's word. It produces faith in God. Man, I'm just thinking, things can go haywire, but not beyond God. They can't get haywire beyond him. You don't have to give up. You don't have to let go. There's no realm or dimension. Man, Jesus went there. They told him, say, you should have been here 3 days ago. He'd been dead 3 days. If you had got here, our brother wouldn't have died. Jesus looked at him like, oh, do y'all think that's some kind of limitation? God revealed in the Bible of causing people coming out of the grave that's been dead longer than 2 weeks. That's going to happen at the rapture. It's going to occur. There's no limitation. Lord have mercy. And not so there are just different areas. And in this area in Hebrews here, it's showing these different people. It's showing these different people. But I'm going to come back to it because I haven't finished. I'm going to show you their connection with God. Assure their connection with God and how they responded. And they responded based on something that had never happened. And the possibility of it happening was very remote, if not improbable. They didn't go with that. They decided to go with God. And their names are listed in here. That's the faith. That's the faith in God that Jesus was talking about. That's it. So when you get to where, I'm not saying you're not there, you begin to function on the word in a life of faith in God, in all the areas, your life take on a whole different dimension. Yes. Because what you're doing, you're acting out the manifestation of things God has already told you about. And number one, you're confessing the word of God that God has already given you. It's in the word state. Before you got saved, salvation was available to you before it manifested. But you had to get the word, believe the word, confess the word. Amen? And I had to stop. Give the Lord a praise. Amen? I'll pick up here next time. Amen? Glory to God. Did I help anybody? Well, saints, listen. This isn't entertainment. It's to lead you to cause you to go into the word of God based on what God is doing in your life. And look at the fact that you are dealing with God the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And these scriptures over here in Hebrew, these are Old Testament scriptures.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.